podcast. When I interviewed you in 2019, I asked why you weren't going to go into live sports, and you said, I love live sports. My question is just always, what's the best way to spend the next $10 billion? You've since then moved into live sports, and you've also moved into podcasts. So you've got Gary Lineker's The Rest Is Football during the World Cup. But how do you see podcasts in the Netflix future?
So I actually think podcasts are just an extension of
chat shows.
It's the new generation of chat shows where you don't have to make one show that appeals to everybody. The way, you know, I grew up with Johnny Carson, you know, 45 million people used to watch the show every night. But we're now with podcasts where you do have a much more passionate, but often smaller, more specialized audience. And you can support hundreds or thousands of them. I think there's a million podcasts now, literally around the world.
Some better than others.
Yes, I agree.
But they come with a back catalog, which can be refreshed every single week, and they're pretty low to produce. Low cost.
Yeah. And again, which lowers the expectation of the need for, to make the audience bigger and broader all the time.
So do you think podcasts will be an increasingly big part of your future? Because Simon Cornwell, the exec producer behind The Night Manager we spoke to recently, said that the future of television is very expensive and very cheap. It's going to kind of bifurcate in that way. Yeah. Is that your sense?
It's likely something like that, but obviously I think what it is just when people have a lot of choices, you can support a broad variety of genres and formats and ambitions, actually. And I think in the world of where YouTube is growing in engagement, they're not really investing much, you know, in people. So the creators have to make their own choices, then have to put up their own money. And if it connects, there might be some money back in the form of revenue share of the advertising. But it ends at the end of the day, ends up being pennies on the dollar to the industry. So I think it's in total, it could be a much more diverse industry. But I also think that people flee to quality and look for kind of ambitious storytelling. But I think there are more things can exist on television because of these new kind of direct-to-consumer models.
Well, let's hope for the BBC. Ted Sarandos of Netflix, thank you very much, Steve, for coming in to see us.
Thank you.